This audio recording is a service of Incarnation Catholic Church, a Roman Catholic parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, May 14, 2023, the sixth Sunday of Easter, or Rogation Sunday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. First, happy Mother's Day. All mothers, expectant mothers, of which there are several around here. Our Lord's words in the Gospel today. I will ask the Father, and he will send you another counselor. One of the reasons the Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven was that the Holy Spirit may come. The Holy Spirit, who our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, is coming to do two things. To lead us into all truth and to convict us of sin. This is what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit works, has worked, is working, will work, in Christ Church, that is the Roman Catholic Church, from its inception until our Lord comes back. This is what the Holy Spirit does. We do not look at Scripture as the end-all be-all, and you can't do anything in the church that isn't written in Scripture, because the Scriptures themselves say that things that are written and traditions, not the traditions of men, but the traditions of the church, the tradition of God, capital T, the traditions that the Holy Spirit have given the church, not the traditions that men have come up with, but the traditions of the Holy Spirit, they are quite evident. Case in point. And generally, I take a portion of Scripture, expound on it every now and then, rarely, but every now and then, I do what I'm going to do today and preach topically. The topic that I want to talk about, if you look at the top of your bulletin, says the sixth Sunday of Easter, Rogation Sunday. There are a lot of Catholics who look at it and go, Rogation, what's the Rogation Day? I mean, I hear it a lot, particularly quarterly, we do the Ember Days around here. People that are nowhere around here, that Ember Day? Well, I've never heard of that before. Is that something that, no, that is a very traditional Catholic thing. It's an integral part of Catholic life, the Ember Days. The Rogation Days are no different. They have been around since the 5th century. Rogation, rogare in the Latin, to ask is how it's interpreted. I actually like the Spanish better, rogar, to beg. This is what we do when we speak about asking our Lord for anything. We should come before him as simple beggars, asking him very, very directly, because we need something. This is, well, I like that better. It is to beg our Lord. The Rogation Days, again, 4th century, in the Diocese of Vienna, in Europe. The diocese had been the subject of a massive earthquake. And before that, several other lesser natural disasters. Crops had not come in, droughts, this pestilence, that pestilence. Things were basically, had not for years been going well in the Diocese of Vienna. The bishop, Bishop Mamertus by name. Bishop Mamertus, now Saint Mamertus, because of what he did. Bishop Mamertus knew the Scriptures. He's a bishop. He has the fullness of the priesthood. He was attentive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And he knows if anybody who just opens this book in a cursory manner and they see that if you are in conformity with God's will, you will be blessed. If you will not, he will take his hand of blessing off of you. It is that simple. Bishop Mamertus understood this. It's like, hey, things aren't going well. there's got to be a problem. And it's obviously a spiritual problem. So Bishop Emeritus, Saint Emeritus, knowing God, knowing his justice, knowing how he works, knowing what the scripture said, he instituted for the 3 days before the ascension of our Lord, penitential processions. Processions in which the Litany of the Saints was invoked, Psalms for particular issues that they were having were invoked, and the extemporaneous supplication of the people, prayers that they came up with on their own. Absolutely penitential. And he wanted to do this for three reasons. One, to appease the anger of God. But God's never... Read the billboard. God is an angry... Oh, heck yeah. He gets that way. I mean, if we want to use our human terms for him. To appease God's anger, to avert his justice, which, yeah, that's a thing too, and to pray for the harvest. So basically, we know something's going on wrong. Let us know what that might be. If we know what it is, let us fix this. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we be enlightened to what it may be. And I beg you, we beg you, hear these prayers that your wrath may be averted and that your blessings will be restored to us. This is what Saint Emeritus did. That is why he is saint now. It was so obvious that what he did worked that a lot of other bishops around him took notice. And they started implementing these rogation processions. And it worked. It worked so much that word got back to Rome. I mean, it took some time, a few hundred years. Word gets back to Rome, and then Pope Leo III introduced the rogation days to Rome. When something gets introduced to Rome by the Pope, guess what generally happens? It gets introduced into the entire church. So for centuries, the Catholic Church had the rogation days, these days of penance. You can look at this collectively, but start kind of thinking about an individual level also. Because the way the Holy Spirit works, he does things through the church so that the parts of the body of Christ actually know how these things work also. What we see here is the work of the Holy Spirit bringing to the fore an understanding and to gain a balance between God's justice and his mercy. I stand up here a lot. Justice and mercy, I've actually been accused before. Yeah. Don't seem like you like justice and mercy. I'm a poster child for God's his mercy and his grace. I'm a poster child that he's not waiting up there to smite everybody for everything they do, because I wouldn't be here for like 45 years now. That's the reality of things. Everybody should appreciate that. Nothing else should look at me standing here. God's not about smiting everybody. And he wants to correct us. That's what a loving father... It's Mother's Day. What mother worth her salt lets her kids do whatever they want? I know mine didn't, to my detriment, many, many times. A good mother doesn't let her kids do whatever they want because they'll, like, kill themselves and be bad people, you know, all that kind of stuff. A good mother does that. If our Father who art in heaven in all his fatherly perfections, he's going to take that to the next level. He corrects us because he loves us. Saint Emeritus understood this. The Holy Spirit guided the church by the fruit of these things. This is how I want you to understand God. Do not come away from, oh, if bad things happen, God's chastising you. That is not the case all the time. All the time. There are times when God will put things on us just to test our faith. He wants to deepen your faith. He wants to take you to the next level. He will occasionally put some on you. It can be bad. But generally speaking, yeah, I got no problem saying it. Generally speaking, yeah, maybe there's something going on. And most of us really kind of know what that might be. I always make the example of people come in my office. You know, they lay out a bunch of stuff. Oh, and this is going on. I think God might be punishing me. And I go, yeah, he probably is. It's like, no, you're not supposed to say that. Yeah, he probably is. Okay, it's what he does. He loves you. That's why he's brought you in here. Yeah, you got the rug pulled out from under you. Now you're sitting in my office. I'm going to tell you, yeah, you're probably getting punished for it. Fix it. Fix it. Beat yourself up. Fix it. Like your parents, you know, it wasn't a matter of just getting on you, grounding you, worse. You know, what it is about leaving it at that. You know, your parent, you know, I used to hate the talk after, you know, beat the heck out of me. Beat the heck out of me, but don't come in here and talk to me. You know, let me get the beating. Okay, I'll just take that. Don't come in here and talk to me. But the talk was the best part. Look, yeah, and you couldn't deny it. You always got the hold. You know why? Yeah, you got to admit it. You confess. You know, all that kind of, that's a good parent. That's God, because he's the perfect parent. We've got to be careful in our day and age, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is what he does. This is how he works. This is how we need to relate to him. And we got a problem going on in the modern church. Let's bring it up to our day. Saint Emeritus is a saint because of what he did. The Holy Spirit has implemented these things in the church because they're good for the church and good for the individual members of the church. We need to kind of buck the system, so to speak, in this modernist, what I will refer to as hyper-positivity. Got to watch the term, because we should be hyper-positivistic, because the Father sent the Son to die for our sins, and we get to go to heaven. So we should be hyper-positive about that. But we can't take that hyper-positivity and move it over into where it starts to question who God really is. Because the hyper-positivity has given us this church where most places you go, all you ever hear about is God's grace and his mercy, his grace and his mercy. And there, a few years ago, we had the year of mercy. Praise God we had the year of mercy. Good idea. Where was the year of justice? Anything there would have been more, you know, kind of in line with it, to have the year of justice and then the year of mercy? Or maybe the year of mercy and then after that go, yeah, you know, we need mercy because the justice here. Oh, how could you even bring up such a silly subject as we may have a year of justice? Because that's God. This is what I mean about imbalance. We see it. It's not been my opinion on things. Was there a year of mercy? Yes. Has there been a year of justice? No. And both of those are characteristics of God. That is what makes him perfect. We need to recognize God, his work in this world, who he is, how he works, how we should work with him. And we're keeping the Lord's words from the gospel day. If anyone loved me, he will keep my word. Notice a lot of you, because he does say in other parts, if anyone loves me, they will keep my commandments. Okay, that's a given, because that's part of his word. But here he's, if anyone loved me, you keep my word. Keep my word in your heart. His word's like he puts the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. He looks at many and says, depart from me, I never knew you. He talks about the wheat and the tares. He talks about hell a whole lot more than he talks about heaven. This is his word. If you love me, you'll keep my word. You'll keep it in here, and you will let it dictate the way you live your life, down there and with me, if you love me. And if you love me, my Father will love you back, because you're honoring the Son. We need to recognize God's work and activity in creation, not just the things that make us happy and are warm and fuzzy. Everything. Absolutely everything. But because we have this skewed view of God anymore, I mean, there's actually a denial that he works all the time. 9/11. You know, I am of an age, I know exactly where I was when it started coming up. I mean, I was a cop, so I actually got a page. I'm like, hey, this is going on in New York. Be ready. Okay, well, we don't know what's going on here. And then there was something else, you know, in Washington. And so, you know, it was huge. It's huge. And, you know, kind of interesting, after it happened, the churches were filled to the rim. Filled! Why'd everybody go to church? Oh, you know, you all went to church because there's that natural law, innate understanding that when very bad things happen, you need to reach out to God. So like 2 or 3 weeks after that, I mean, it's horrible with my own eyes. Churches are full. There were people who dared say, yeah, we got to be careful because, you know, this could be like a chastisement for God. How dare you say that? God had nothing to do with it. Wow. Guess he took a break, a day off from the throne that day? If he's not involved in an incident where thousands of souls are called to the judgment, he didn't have anything to do with that? We deny that kind of, he doesn't do stuff like, dare say, I was one of them. Whole COVID thing, couple years. I won't call that a tap on the wrist. I won't even call that a slap on the wrist. It was a tap on the wrist. A tap on the wrist. How dare you say that? God doesn't have any, he don't want that. Yeah, he does. Is the whole world, everybody, yeah, the whole world kills babies for convenience. The whole world passes laws to where you got to bend the knee to people who don't know what truth is, like boys and girls. Oh, no, the law says this. You'll lose your business if you don't do business with this person, that person. Yeah, that's what we live in. God hates stuff like that. Yeah, God didn't hate anything. Wow, you've never read the scriptures, have you? Anybody that says that has never opened this book. It says that several places. Not just hating things, but hating people. That's God. You got to know him. If you love me, you'll keep my word. That's the reality of things. And so God is involved in all of this stuff. St. Maimaritus, what does he do when natural disasters are fraught with? Oh, you need to pray more. You need to be in church. We need to do processions. What did the hirelings do when the tap on the wrist came? Close the churches, empty the holy water fonts. Cowardly infidelity, faithlessness. That's what it is. What it was. Not paying attention to God. Not working the way the Holy Spirit has borne fruit in the church. This is how we work. And again, I said, this is in your own personal life. You know, it doesn't have to be 3 days before Ascension. If we're in September or something like that, you got something going on in your life, and you know, oh man, I did this. If you done something, if the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin, guess what? Do things like this. Invoke the Litany of the Saints. Pray psalms that are particular to the situation. Offer your supplications to God that he may avert his wrath, that you will appease his anger by doing things like that. Corporal works of mercy. That is how you engage with God. That's how he wants it done. That's how he has shown us. That's how the Holy Spirit has worked and how it has borne fruit. When men like St. Maimaritus do things and it works as tremendously well as it has in the church's life, the Holy Spirit is speaking. By their fruits, you will know them. People are blessed by things like that. As opposed to when men get together and foist things on the church where the fruit is poison. And it's very obvious. That was of the Holy Spirit because it was this, it was that. Yeah, it was of the Holy Spirit. He's chastising you for doing that. So, you know, people look at you, you're saying the Holy Spirit wasn't working here or there. Oh, no. I never say, I'm not one of those people. Holy Spirit's working everywhere all the time. And he's showing you that he doesn't like what you did. That's God. It's not an opinion. It's how he's worked in the church. It's why we have rogation days. It kind of amazes me. This is what I mean. This is proof positive the Holy Spirit's working. Traditionally, these are a thing in the church. I looked through the Roman Missal this morning that's used in the vast majority of places. There wasn't one mention. The word's not in there. I mean, this week anyway, it might be in there somewhere, but I don't read the whole thing. But I looked at today, doesn't say anything about rogation days. Monday, Wednesday, doesn't say anything about rogation days. Not a word. Not a word. And our Mass, well, that's because you're a stodgy traditionalist. Our Mass is less than 10 years old. It's less than 10 years old. And it was signed by Pope Francis. He promulgated it. Let us just say, given our day, embracing tradition is not really the vogue thing to do. So how the heck did the rogation days get into a mass that's less than 10 years old. The Holy Spirit. That's how it worked. The Holy Spirit. Because the vast majority of people in the church don't like traditional stuff, both cleric and not. The Holy Spirit doesn't care. This is a good thing. Here it is, in this less than 10-year-old mass. That's the reality of how the Holy Spirit works. Because when we understand these kind of things, we come to grips with reality. Actually, I was going to say, we make God real. You don't make God anything. He is real. He is really active in the world. We have to come to grips with how he works. We have to appreciate him for who he is and not whom we want him to be. This is our problem in our day and age. It's called idolatry, making up a God in your own mind. The grace and merciful God that isn't just and righteous. That's an idol. God is always benevolent. You don't have Old Testament angry God and New Testament happy God. You got God, who's always benevolent. And I would actually submit to you that he shows most benevolence when he chastises, just like your parents did, just like your mom did, particularly moms. Most dads don't have a problem with giving you a swat on the tail when you need it. Moms don't like doing stuff like that. After your dad gives you a swat on the tail, where do you run? Mom. Okay? That's the nature of things. But your mom would every now and then. I know mine would. She put it to you. And why? Because you want to be a good person. She loved you. This is good. So understand how God works, who he is, how we're supposed to work with him. Because if we are attentive to the foundations of our faith, like the Rugation days, this includes all practices that the Holy Spirit has led saints of Holy Church to implement and then has confirmed them by the fruits that are born, we will know God as he desires to be known. And not as we desire to know him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.